JC took him to the vet. They said that you need to soak his feet in Epsom salt every single night. So JC is soaking Jax's...
JC's in the bath with him. Yeah. You come in and you're like, am I interrupting something?
Skid.
Yeah, they have like soft music Laura's playing. Like,
this candle's never been lit before. It's burned down to the wick.
Howdy and welcome to the Three Stride Podcast, where we take a humorous look at the equestrian world. Here are your hosts, Laura Fernandez, Julia Hansen, and Molly Heroy. Giddy up.
Welcome to the Three Stride Podcast. We're back. We're
back.
We took a little 2-week break, work, and then horse shows. Just was having a little trouble getting into the stew, but we're back with engineer Andrew. Okay, Malls, you know how F1 is the same week as...
F1 is ruining our lives, yeah.
Las Vegas National.
Yeah, I know about
Las Vegas. Is it Championship, National, Marshall Sterling...
The USHA.
USHA.
National.
Las Vegas. Blenheim. Marshall Sterling.
Yes.
They have F1.
They have their own website.
Co-sponsor.
So, this gal qualified for the low adult again. And I said, well, it's a pay for play. I did some shows. I got some placings and I paid $100.
Yep.
How much money do you think they make off of that $100?
I qualified also.
It seems like, because I think it's a hard time of year and it's a hard show to get to. So like, as long as you have some points and as long as you're willing to fork over that honey,
yeah,
they usually take you.
Yes. So I had like I had a couple placings. Like, it wasn't like I was completely bare bone. I did think this past year was a dumpster fire of a horse show, but I qualified for that. And then what was it? Jumper zone. I could not do the jumper zone because I also work stuff. So I said, you know what? I'm still going to do the championship. It's during F1, so Sirius XM. We have a concert that week, a lot of client things. And in my mind, I was going to do it all. So I tell Julia this at the barn. I say, hey, Jay, you know, I qualified for nationals and I'm going to do it. And what did you say?
How? It's during F1. My life is only F1 right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be down there starting Sunday before the race and staying in the Tuscany suites.
I was going to say, do they get you like a, so that you're just,
I'm in
like a doctor in residence.
Yeah, yes. I'm straight up.
She's there. Now, I am not there to that extent. Like, Jay is full in, but
I'm in the bowels.
I was on our F1 Sirius XM planning call and they're start talking through, okay, I would be showing Friday through Sunday. So they start talking about, okay, so Tuesday night dinner, Wednesday night dinner, Thursday night is the big concert. Friday, we're going to do a big client entertaining. Saturday, we're going to do another client entertaining podcast show. So I'm starting to see the full calendar events and I'm like, oh, I can't do this. So
first of all, you're going to have to be up 4 hours later than your bedtime every night.
More.
Which is
10 p.m.
The race starts at 10 to 1
p.m. Saturday night.
I don't understand
because
that,
it's global.
Because it's mainly like European and yeah, stuff. I'm literally going to be not sleeping, I think, for all of it.
But then Julia was like, no. So I called Julia up and I'm like,
she calls me and goes, I cannot do F1 and the horse show. And I was like, yeah, I know, because when I first had said, I don't know how you're going to do that.
Yeah, Julia, when she said that to me, I was like,
she was offended. She was like, what do you mean? How am I not going
to
do
that? I can do everything and I'm going to be able to do the horse show and work F1. I'm going to be totally fine.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Not yeah, so hard, no. Then she realized. What made you realize?
Just the client. Call, yeah, and I was like sitting there.
You're like,
and then I'm getting texts from my boss, which I know you guys do not think exists.
Boss,
quote unquote boss.
But I got a text from my boss because she was like, Laura, how are you going to balance the horse show? She goes, do you know your show times? How are you going to do this? And I'm like,
you're like, nope, we don't know till the night before.
I have no clue.
You're like,
when this is going to happen? So. Pulled the plug, not doing it. No championship for me.
What I'm curious about is if they'll align on the same weekend next year. and there years coming be, in the future.
Is this going to be an annual thing?
Yeah.
F1, yeah.
It's we're like they're locked for in for, is five it 5 years?
5 years.
It like they're building because they're not straight up buildings do it.
The next week is always Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, because it's always the, it would have to be if, yeah, but.
No, I think, well, that's, you know what? No championship for me ever, unless I work for another company. Not going to happen. Julia's going to come though to the concert with Jack Harlow.
Yeah,
I actually did ask her boss if Julia could come. Well, and he said yes.
Are you and now come? He's going to.
Probably not.
Come on.
I got like five kids.
one night.
You only have three, Molly.
Sunday through Sunday, I am working from
she's at South Point.
8 o'clock in the morning until like during
it's the week. It's her busiest time of the year as
Molly
well.
Molly is working at the championship, so we won't even be able to see you that whole week.
Nope.
We're going to be separated, of us.
And you guys aren't going to be able to come to the Grand Prix and pretend like your stomach hurts. I know. So you don't have to sit with people.
I don't like sitting with people. I just didn't want to sit with that crowd.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be at the red carpet, actually.
Oh,
yeah. No.
Oh, sorry.
I'll be walking the red carpet.
You'll probably see JC there.
Can you imagine if I was like, hey, Ryan, I'm going to work Sunday through Sunday from 9 a.m. to some of the nights I'm there until full-blown midnight. But like the one night, if I do get off early, I'm going to go to this concert.
Yeah.
He'd be like, we're divorced.
He'd be like, think again.
I'm going to go see Jack Harlow.
Come get these kids.
You're having to see Jack
Harlow. He's like, you can go if you bring the kids with you.
Exactly. That's what I always tell him when he's like, I'm going to think about golfing this week. I'm like, have at it. Hope the boys want to golf. Hope they're feeling like a nice little round of putt-putt. Because that's the only way you're getting out of here.
Bring the juice boxes for the boys.
Let me pack you some snacks. Go ahead. Beat the street.
Enjoy.
I'll pack a cooler. Here's the sunscreen. Don't bring them back burnt.
Wear them out. Let him run. Don't put him in the cart. Let him run.
Also, don't let him watch your phone because that was his trick for a while. He'd take him golfing, give him YouTube Kids, and I'd call, and my phone calls were getting rejected, and I'm like, why are my phone calls getting rejected from my husband who would never reject my phone call? And then finally, Hudson would answer and be like, "Your kids." And I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm watching YouTube Kids. I gotta go." Absolutely not. Put your father on the line. No, he's trying to find his ball and off in the weeds. He drove it 300 yards, but not straight. So we're on a hunt.
Dad's in the pond looking for the ball.
Kids are just on the golf cart, 1 centimeter away from hitting the gas on the golf cart, driving into the sand pit, watching YouTube Kids.
Wait, this is actually great.
This is a little glimpse into your future, Julia.
It will be. But Mike's convinced that we'll have golfer kids, so he's going to make them little Tiger Woods.
Here's the thing. You can have golfer kids. My kids are what I would consider golfer kids.
Yeah.
18 is entirely too many holes.
Oh. Yeah, no. It should be like six. Like,
four. Holden can get through like 9 now, maybe. And then the back 9, they're like, give me a fruit snack and a Gatorade and a phone. Where's my iPad?
So you're saying they want to play the par 3.
Exactly.
Wait, did they come out to the horse show at Temecula?
They did not this time.
They didn't? So it was just you and Reese?
It was me and Reese because Hudson's where did baseball you stay? Schedule so how was many, Friday night.
Okay, so explain the setup again for when you're covering Temecula. So you go out there Wednesday or Thursday?
I went out
Temecula
there.
Temecula Horse Show out in California.
So my assistant goes out there and gets the store set up and ready. And Wednesdays are always kind of a quiet day.
Yeah.
So I was leaving the house at 4:30 in the morning on Thursdays.
Okay.
Because she'll wake up to eat at that time. And then she still has like a good little while that she'll sleep. So I drove from like 4:30, got there around like 9.
Yep.
And then I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I leave a little bit early Sunday and let Lexi finish pack up so I can get on the road to have dinner with the kids on Sunday.
Where'd you stay?
Judy and I split a camper.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wait, did you not
use
her camper?
That's what we always do.
Did you not use her camper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then how was Fiona?
Fiona was really, really good 98% of the time.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. In horses, if you're at 98.
I was going to say, that's good odds.
She won team gold.
Okay, so set up though, who...
So the girl is leasing Fiona Maddie. They qualified for zones. And so this is like her first time doing anything like this. And we were a little bit, okay, it's in the Grand Prix ring where Fiona... There's so much going on there. Like, definitely like...
One, the added pressure then of it being zone final championship, whatever.
Exactly. It's a lot. it's definitely a lot. So she was really good the week before, got a bunch of top ribbons, first place, everything. Then went in for in the Grand Prix ring for zones, was super, super good. They let them do like a kind of training session on Tuesday. And then it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the teams.
Okay.
And the scoring, it's really hard to follow, honestly. It's like Nations Cup style or like kind of like the Olympics where it's like you have your team score and it's all going towards the team and then you have a drop score, but then your points follow you in your faults, I should say, follow you on your individual score.
Oh.
And so she won team gold.
Uh-huh.
Was amazing.
That's awesome.
So that's super cool. So it'll be in like the USHA magazine. Ooh. Yeah. All those things. I think she won. She was third in the first round personally because we were like safety up, like you're on a team. So she did a great job. And then the second day she won by something ridiculous, 11 seconds. We're like, Maddie, 1 second will do.
Yeah.
But they were just, I tell her, I'm like, you two are like two little crackheads.
Yeah.
Like, you get in there.
They feed off each other. Like, yeah, faster.
Vroom, vroom. Like, aww. Okay. So she was like amazing. They did great. And then on the last day, they had a hard day, but sometimes that's horses. So
especially last days, I feel like that.
And I think at the end of 2 weeks, the horse is tired. The kid is tired. They had no break. The kids who were doing the 120s and stuff got to have a day off.
Oh.
But they did the Munerkin straight through. So it's a lot day in and day out because normally you'd also have your horse would not jump on Tuesday. So she had to jump Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
She had already showed the whole week before that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was a lot, but overall, it was amazing.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Fun. It was great.
So is she going to do championships?
Yes. She has Fiona for South Point.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
And then when will you start?
I don't know. We got to figure all that out.
What are you thinking?
I don't know yet.
Are you craving to get on horse?
I am, but like, I also know that having a little baby lasts exactly 12 months.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. If she wants to keep her for a little while longer, she's been doing awesome with her.
Have you been on at all?
Yeah, I've ridden.
Oh,
yeah. And then
that.
Judy's getting wrist surgery. So I'll prep her and ride her
surgery
at South Point.
She broke her wrist.
She broke her wrist.
When?
When she did the collarbone.
When she did her collarbone.
Oh. So she has to actually get surgery? Is she getting pins in it?
I don't think so. I don't know.
So yeah,
she's had wrist surgery the week before South Point twice now. This is just wrist surgery time. You just set that week aside.
I wonder what the wrist surgery is though. Speaking of injuries, Julia hurt her thumb.
Yeah, I had my first. So
did you put your thumb out while you were landing?
Yep,
that'll do it.
So what happened?
I did.
You only do that a couple times in your
life. When I jump bigger jumps, I put my thumbs out on the net to land.
That's bad business.
And last week I did that. And
he's fat.
Oh, it's really bad. I'm gonna go to the doctor for the horse show. But so I landed in the air, the loudest pop I've ever heard in my entire life. I landed and just looked straight at the net, stopped and said, I think I just broke my thumb. And she was like, what? So I took my glove off and I looked at it and I was like, it's fine, but it hurt so bad. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to stop. I can't use my hand. And then I let it sit a bit and I said, no, I'm going to go again. So I went again. It was fine. Rode two more horses. Had a day. Next day, I look at my beautiful palm and it is black and blue. Not sure what I did, really. I might have tore something. It might be out of a joint. Not sure. I've been riding because I have a show coming up.
You can move it, right?
I can move it. I can't use it, though. I can't pick things up. I can't pull things. So I'm going to wait till after the horse show and then maybe get it checked out. I don't think it's broken, though.
So there's got to be an orthopedic whose kids ride. Where are they at?
I'm wondering if I have to get it popped
back in.
I don't know if it's out.
Or just as you have a ligament.
Like, look at it, though.
I know. But you have a ligament. I mean, just, again, it's...
The bruising is leaving,
really
though. Wait, I'll show you. We'll share pictures of it when this goes live. But
I did that. And then it was the same. It was just a weird jump. And I just hit it wrong.
Ow.
Yeah. Julia's showing a picture of Molly. It was... It's one of those pains, though, that goes straight to your core when you hurt your thumb. Like, it's like
anything with your finger stomach. Or your toes.
Well, it goes
but
right
the
in
worst
there.
Part is it's such a habit. I've I've stuck it out a couple times since I've done it. I have to tell
have
myself.
Have you always done that and never hurt yourself? Mm-mm. Because that is like the number one. Your
I know.
Thumb feels like it's going to fall off when you do that wrong.
I know. And I don't know how I've made it this far.
I did that Ooh. For the first time in a long time, a couple years ago. I think I was on one of Peyton's horses. I think I was on Flurry. And he has that. He's just got this really springy jump.
Yeah.
And so then I like stuck and I'm like, I know better than that. What am I doing? I got exactly.
I know here. Not to do it, but I can't. When I know it's going to be a harder jump.
So is it just you?
It's like you put your thumbs out over the neck.
Onto the neck.
Like if this arm.
Like a sideways thumbs up.
Like that.
Yeah, like a sideways thumbs up on the horse's neck. So when I did that, I landed and completely bent my thumb backwards off of his neck. So all my momentum coming down from the jump landed on my thumb going backwards.
Like your whole body weight.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. And the pop, I legitimately have never heard anything like it. My mom was like, you need to go to urgent care.
You did wrap it.
I have been wrapping it with titanium infused athletic tape, which helps. I feel when it's not wrapped, because I forgot to rewrap it, I feel like it's loose.
You might have just really stretched those ligaments that are
something
supposed
to hold it. Sums up. Sums
but
up for
we,
sure.
We have a horse show next week.
So that's why I have to wait to get it.
Oh,
a little baby cough.
Little cough. We're going to, so Julia and I are going to Sunshine Series out at Desert International Horse Park.
Mama's back.
Thermal,
she's out
California.
For blood.
Yeah. Yeah. So Julia is making her show return.
I'm ready.
What are you showing
Uno?
It, Julia?
I think 20s. I'm going to see how he is there. Feel her out.
Do the 110s on Wednesday.
Oh, I am. I'm not going into it. I'm doing the meter warm up on Tuesday to get him in jumper one. Going to jumper two. Going to do the 10s. See how he is. I'm prepping him this show as well. See what I don't have any. I don't care what we do. Yeah. I'm going to let him tell me because then I go back in December anyways.
Yeah. Perfect.
So like I'm not worried about that.
Well, I will tell you, I have a front row seat to their warm up and their lessons. You have been looking so good, Jay.
Thank you.
Looking very good.
I just feel like he gets so excited at the horse show. He's
rah! He does. Yeah. He gets
well, and then he doesn't get to go very often right now. So he's whoa, a horse drinking water.
See ya. Yeah, that's why it'll be good now that I can show more frequently to get both of us back into. I mean,
it's
we both are rusty and
often.
Don't know.
Well, that's where I feel the even the lull. I haven't shown Garcon since April.
That's crazy.
That's what I said.
Yeah, since April. And I'm like just over being home. Like I do the best when I'm showing like every 6 weeks. That's definitely my comfortable
spot.
Our barn
goes like once a month almost. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, I mean, me with work, I could never.
But we
do
also
that.
Don't have the same
no we don't
show
have
caliber
it.
Anymore.
No, we don't show as much. But I mean, I am bringing contact though, so I'm bringing contact
for a vacation
to hack. He has been feeling like a million bucks, feeling so good, and I just decided because I'm going to be out there for 2 weeks working remotely, so I'm bringing both boys. I'm bringing contact one because I don't know how many other opportunities I'm going to have to bring both Garcon and Contact to a show. I haven't done this since 2018 when I got Garcon was the last time I had both boys.
Yeah.
And then it was like tendon injury with Contact, another tendon injury. And then last one was this colic. So, but he's been feeling like a million. I mean, Molly, I couldn't even tell you like how good he feels. So I'm bringing him to the show. And another reason I wanted to bring Contact is for peace of mind too. Cause
she'll be gone for 2 weeks.
I'm going to be gone. It's just me controlling the whole situation. And,
well,
then,
and if you can, it's why not? I'd bring that little pony I'm paying attention to with me everywhere. It'd be like a little friend.
Yeah. I and the thing is Thermal's so great is you have that whole bridle path.
Yeah.
You get to trail so many big rings and I get to just
room to, even if you're not showing,
where
there's still a lot to do.
Missy and I have a house. So I'm doing a house this time and I'm going back to RV life for the show in December.
Nice.
This one, I just couldn't do an RV for working remotely for two weeks. I have Zoom calls. I'm trying fake that I'm not at a horse show right now.
They're like, are you in an RV?
Well, that was the thing. Like,
are you camping?
Do you live in a trailer?
Yeah. They're like,
I was trying to. I had a sales leadership call in the RV.
Did you do a fake background?
no, I was, because I can't figure out how to put the fake background on. So I'm doing, and they're like, Laura, where are you? Like, and I'm like, I'm in an RV right now. They're like, oh, at a horse show. Because you just get this, like,
my little office nook backs up to my laundry room. And so, like, sometimes I'll forget that. And the view that people have of me on a Zoom call is my laundry room, which I have three children and a horse. So just picture your worst and then double down.
Yeah. I have a very strategically, I've worked from home for almost now 11 years, and I have a very strategically placed backdrop. And, but yeah, so 2 weeks bringing Contact and Garcon, and, but I will tell you, I'm more amped to see Julia go and with Uno.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited to get out there. It's going to be Mike's first horse show.
When is he going to come out?
I don't know yet. He's still figuring that part out with work.
JC's driving out Saturday morning. So Saturday morning and then leaving Sunday morning.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yeah. Why Sunday morning?
Because of work. He has so much stuff to do on Sundays.
Sunday afternoons.
Yeah, that's why he made the request. Like, keep it short for this podcast. Just kidding. Like,
hey, get out of there.
No, so he's going to come out Saturday because he has TV on Friday nights. So
does he not? I know he likes to drive. Is that he just likes to drive versus fly out and then drive back?
There's nowhere good to fly into there anyways.
Palm Springs.
I know.
Yeah, but it's like the flights to Palm Springs are always weird.
Well, and that airport's so tiny.
JC loves.
I know he loves the open road.
Open road.
So JC, I'm like, I know he likes to drive.
With Jackson.
Revving his engine.
Jackson, the front seat passenger, like puts probably little goggles on Jax. He's like rolling out. JC's been sending me healer reels. And I'm like, I don't know when JC started sending cattle dog reels, but now he sends them to
probably
me
his
all
entire
the
For You page. Yes. We have there's a blue healer that lives in our neighborhood, and it's definitely younger. And you can just tell the guy is in over his head with it. I saw it pulling him down the street actually when I was on the way here. And I just watch like,
It's crazy because they're not that big, but like, it's a lot of dogs.
Oh, you can tell he's like, oh, it gives me vibes of it's his first dog he's ever had on his own. And he's like, research. I'm going to get this one.
And he didn't read
no,
research.
No research, just solely
you
based off
if
a movie
JC
or something.
JC likes Bluey.
Oh. So my other friend brought up Bluey. I had no clue.
Bluey
about
is
him.
Amazing.
Yes.
That's and what so, I've heard.
Yeah. It's really it's good. It's a whole cattle dog family. I didn't know.
It's a whole cattle dog family. And it's one of those shows where like, you remember how like when Shrek came out, it was one of those things where it's like, there's like a little adult humor that
that's
goes
funny,
right
yeah.
over the kid's head.
Yeah.
That's how Bluey is. And the parents are like, so related. It's honestly really good.
JC, I think that JC would actually enjoy it.
He probably would.
He is so obsessed with Jax. Jax created, he got these, wasn't fungus or he had yeast on his paws. And then he had a cyst in between his little, like the toast? Web part. I couldn't think of the name. So he had that. So JC took him to the vet. They said that you need to soak his feet in Epsom salt every single night. So JC is soaking Jax's.
JC's in the bath with him. Yeah.
You come much. In and you're like,
like, am I interrupting
he's like,
something?
Skin to skin.
JC's like, so like, if I soak two, what would happen? Would that help me? Or
he's like,
yeah, they have like soft music
Laura's
playing.
Like, this candle's never been lit before. It's burned down to the wick.
JC and Jax's baths.
JC's Epsom- like, come on, Jax, time to bathe. You're like, why are you taking your shirt off, JC?
He's buying like Santal. What's that really expensive perfume? 33 yes. candles for Jax's
Kenny
bath time.
G playing on the background. 100%. Okay. Well, I am so happy we are back in the stew with Engineer Andrew and Baby Reese. But you can catch, we're on a roll. We're back. We're going to be releasing new episodes every single Tuesday. And you can follow us on all social channels at the 3 Stride Podcast. Welcome back.